you thought you could get away for the whole spring and summer without Joe Hagenmiller being on the air. You are wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. We got him back. Joe Hagenmiller with us. Good morning, Joe.
How you doing, Dirk?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing good.
Well, the Huskies track and field teams in action, a lot of them in this past weekend. Last chance. Tell everybody what that means, Joe.
Well, the way that qualifying for the national championships works for NCAA track and field is that we don't have, like, go to your conference tournament, win that, and then you get invited to the regional tournament, and then the winner of the regional tournament goes into the national tournament. The way that our national championships are picked is based solely on performances, and any time that you compete, your result is put on the national list. And once the qualifying period is done, which was this past Sunday, then they take a look at this and they go down and hit top 20 in each event that are declared.
Gotcha. We're losing you a little bit. We're losing you a little bit, Joe. Talk a little bit about Yanni Lane earning his trip on the 1500, right?
That's correct. He just had a great race down in Naperville, Illinois at North Central College and ran, 456.53, I think it was. That put him fifth on the national list. And when somebody from our team gets up on the national list that high, it really bodes well for what we can do at the national championships, because we're generally coming on at the end of the season because we've been competing in winter all year, and now once we get to the national championships, hopefully we get to compete in the summer.
Yeah, Yanni's results have just been improving like a lot of your athletes. You also have a couple other guys who are on the border, and that list comes out today. Can you talk about some of your other athletes that had great years?
Yeah, we had just a real infusion of a lot of freshmen coming to the team, bring a lot of energy to the team. We had two other freshmen that are on the list right now but are sitting in the low 30s, which is most likely on the bad side of the bubble. But Jason Saliga is running fantastic in the steeplechase. He's not setting top 10 times in the steeplechase because that's probably our top 10 list there is probably has the best performances of any event that we have here at Michigan Tech. From back when Chris Clays was on the team, he was really quite a talented athlete and pretty much wiped out that top 10 board. And then we have in the discus, Kyle Peterman has just been chucking the 2-kilogram disc way out there, right around 50 meters, so, you know, over 165 feet or right around there. That's super exciting to see. And unfortunately, he's probably about a meter and a half off of where he needed to be, but he's sitting in around 30th place as well. And then we have some other people, like Sean Pengali was 1 second out in a 31-minute race from making the national list in the 10K and has a new school record. That's really exciting. Atlantic Mines' John Kilpala, he was right there. He was about 6 or 7 seconds out of making it in the 10K. Let's see here. I know I'm missing some other people. Deidre Irwin's been running fantastic. And then Jamie Dompierre and Ashley Veal, a couple of freshman women that have just been performing fantastic all year and getting great experience as well.
Well, moving on to your summer schedule here, kind of overlooking the NCAA championship, you got some of your mountain bike camps coming up. Can you talk a little bit about what we've seen in the past from that camp and what participants can expect?
Sure. Our mountain bike camp is always scheduled starting the Wednesday before Father's Day weekend to kind of run in conjunction with when the Keweenaw Chain Drive happens. Unfortunately, this year, I think a lot of our Copper Country junior athletes are going to be in a tough position where all the snow days we've had has pushed school back to happening during our camp. But I'm pretty confident the trails will be dried out by then, and we're going to have some great riding. Michigan Tech has put in a new flow trail near the Hairpin Loop. That should be super exciting for our campers. We always have a day up at Copper Harbor where the campers really get exposed to some unbelievable and world-class riding that is really something special. Not that the riding that we have right here in Houghton isn't special as well, but that's something really pretty cool up there. And we have a pro rider that comes in and is a real integral part of our camp, Brian Matter. He does a great job, and he is a super fast rider that can set the bar really high for our junior athletes.
All right, Joe. Well, we appreciate your time. Again, the Junior Mountain Biking Camp comes up on June 11th through the 15th, and you can go to the Michigan Tech Recreation website and get all the details on that. That is for 13 through 20-year-olds, all skill levels. And, Joe, do you get a chance to do a lot of mountain biking during the summers on your own?
Yeah, I get a fair amount to get out there on the mountain bike or the road bike. Sometimes you see me out roller skiing, but I stay pretty active throughout the summer.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll have a summer, Joe. We're looking forward to that possibly coming our way before June 11th.
But hopefully.
We appreciate it. Joe, thanks for your time. And again, the camp, you can go to the Michigan Tech Recreation website, michigantechrecreation.com, get all the details. You can also access it easily from the michigantechhuskies.com website if you're more used to going to that. Joe, we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks for your time, buddy.
You bet.
Joe Hagenmiller here on Mix 93 WKMJ. That is Drive Time. I want to remind you that all season tickets are on sale for all sports. And the discounted price for the Michigan Tech hockey season tickets only goes through the end of May. And they are $75 off through the end of May at just $225 for the season tickets for Michigan Tech hockey. Pretty good deal.
Yeah, what a phenomenal deal. I heard a lot of good things. I know my parents went and picked some up, so you should think about it too.
All right, Cal, thanks a lot for your time. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Dirk.